Where the broken are made whole by God. God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless me, God. Baruch Shemaggo now. We are, hallelujah. We're on fire for the Lord today because we woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know somebody said, brother, my fire was clear. Somebody said, well, I heard somebody talking, woke me up. I heard somebody that they touched me, woke me up. Or the sound that was beaming on my face woke me up. But I got news for you. If God don't wake you up, you ain't gonna see no something. You ain't gonna feel no touch. You ain't gonna hear no noise. If God don't wake you up, you ain't getting up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with the congregation and Pastor P.T. Byrd. Everybody in the house. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the presence of the Lord is here. And before we go any further, we want to get the housekeeping suggestions. Pastor Peaches Bird. Pastor Peaches, can you go for it? Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Get your textbooks out. This is a Bible. Get the Word of God out. Hallelujah. Your composition notebook.
Hallelujah.
Your highlighters, your ink pens, pencils. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
And just as a reminder, hallelujah, we have service on Wednesday evening. Virtual, and the second Friday night of the month is a men's and women's fellowship, and we also have a website that is up, and we keep forgetting to mention it, but you can go to rymmi.org, hallelujah, and the church's website is there. The church's website is up.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our mailing address. It's RYMMPO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you want to drop us a communication, hallelujah, we'd be glad to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. God bless
hallelujah.
You. You know, and if you forget the RYMM, you can just put the Potter's House, hallelujah, in the post office box. It'll get to us. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name
hallelujah.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that are in the house today and those that are listening all over the world. We thank
hallelujah.
God for you today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know what? Every service, I know that those who are recurring listeners know that every service, what we do, we put people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Because, you know, yeah, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the blessings of the Lord. Because when the praises go up,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Praise
glory,
God.
Glory. Hallelujah,
Jesus. We thank God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Oh, bless the
thank
name
you.
Of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name of the Lord today. And so we're really going to get ready to do that. And I want you to think about the people that you want to put in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And I just want to remind you, hallelujah, that somebody prayed for you.
Yes.
They had you on their mind.
Hallelujah.
They took a little time to pray for you.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad somebody prayed for you?
Yes.
When you were being a knucklehead, didn't know right from wrong, or you knew right from wrong, you just didn't want to do it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for you. They prayed death off your body.
Yes.
They prayed calamity off of you. They said, Lord, keep us together until we get back to the ark of safety.
Amen.
Somebody prayed for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for that. And I just want to let y'all know that we're getting ready to put people's names up into the atmosphere. And I want you to remember the people, your loved ones, people you know, your family members, your neighbors, your loved ones. And then look at it. Come on now. You know your enemies need Jesus too. Is that right? Come on now. Those folks you think are your enemies, they need the Lord too. So put them up in the atmosphere because they need to be blessed too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as we play this next selection, just begin to put up people's names in the atmosphere of blessing. Is that all right with y'all? Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I let one for just a little while? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, the presence of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor King Royal, Mother Royal, hallelujah. Mother Zion, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lorena Johnson, hallelujah. Jennifer Johnson, Corey, Mother Corey, hallelujah. Malachi, Savior, Daniel. Emmanuel, hallelujah. Oscar,
I don't know it for a fact, but they tell me it's
it's about 71 or 74 degrees outside.
It's beautiful outside.
It's beautiful outside. But I want you to know it's cold in here. You must got that. Y'all got the air conditioner on up in here? But anyway, I'm going to have to go outside for a little bit. Jesus. But anyway, I want to present to some of you, introduce to others, none other than the powerful, the talented, the blessed, the anointed warrior of the word. God is another altar for the pastor's corner on today. None other than Pastor Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. The next voice you will hear will be heard. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Is awesome. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. And I find even more and more and more and more and more how more and more and more and more awesome he is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've been reminded of a game we used to play when we were little. And everybody's putting his foot in. And you are asked, you know, when you're getting people to play in a game, you ask them, are you in or are you out? Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. But first you would ask, were you in or are you in or are you out? And when you say, yes, I'm in, then you were counted in and you were counted in a circle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we get saved, don't we want God to count us in?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's in everything that has the word blessings on it. Everybody want to be counted. When somebody's getting our blessings, I'm in. Well, when we get saved, we are not supposed to tell God, oh, I'm in for this part, but you can take care of my material needs and my car and my children and my house and my job, but I handle my love life.
Whoa.
And you say, I got that, Lord. Okay, Lord, are we cool? You know, because when you want somebody else to agree with you, you trying to find out if they on the same page. You say, we good. We good with that. And you expect that person to agree with you. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes.
It's Matthew 11:29-30.
Hallelujah.
And 1 Peter 5:7 talks about casting all your cares over on the Lord. We want to follow God as long as we can see where he's taking us.
Oh, my.
But, y'all, that's my faith.
Uh-huh.
God wants to know, are you all in, sister? Are you all in, brother? We can't say, okay, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm in for whatever part I can see. You don't want to play a game when somebody changes the rules in the middle of the game. You know, God doesn't change the rules in the middle of the game, y'all. His word has it all in there. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, my burdens are light. God is not going to put anything on you that you cannot bear. He cares for you more than a natural parent. He is not going to allow you to go down a dark road and you be devoured, you be torn up, you be destroyed.
Yes.
He is not like that. You got to count yourself in, knowing that God is going to care for you. God got your back. He's not going to be one of fair weather friends when everything's going good. Your buddy right there, yeah, man, I got your back, yo. And then when You get ready to fight somebody that's way bigger than you. You look around for your friend that's only had your back, and you standing there all by yourself. Your friend that took off. That's when you need your friend. That's when you need your friend. You know, Jesus doesn't disappear. Like that, he's not like a fair weather friend. He is there all the time. So he's there when your finances look funky. He's there when all your friends have disappeared on you. He's there when the car note is due. He's there when the mortgage is due. He is there when you're lonely at night. He knows your every need. And all we have to do is cast our cares over on him, because he cares for us. He cares for us. Hallelujah. Even in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. When the tears may be streaming down. Hallelujah. He is there. Hallelujah. When no one else is around, he is there. When your body is wrecked with pain, you know, he is there. Hallelujah. And I just sometimes, I know I was in a spot one time in my life, and I just imagined myself climbing up on my daddy's lap and just resting my head on his shoulder and just him just rocking me to sleep. Hallelujah. And him letting me know how much he loved me. Hallelujah. And I was able to feel his hand wipe across my face, wipe away the tears. Hallelujah. And it felt like a newborn baby's hand. Hallelujah. Face of God, God will be to you just what you take him to be. Hallelujah. He can take away the pain just like the Novocaine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can take away just like the, he can settle the thoughts of the mind just like the Prozac. Hallelujah. He can take away the ache of pain just like the Flexeril or the Flexol for the joints. And so God is, he is there. And when you say, Lord God, I'm wrecked with pain. Lord God, I need you right now. Sometimes things are, you may be in so much pain, you can't get to the pill bottle.
Come on now.
So what you going to do?
What you going to do?
Amen. Who you going to call?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who you going to call?
Jesus.
That's right. That's right, that's right, that's right. Hallelujah. Because your faith of God, I've been there, I've been in a spot, and people say, girl, just call me. If you need me, just come. And faith of God, you know what? And I remember calling that person, and I couldn't get him. And this was before we had a call waiting, and nobody answered the phone. And then sometimes you can call a person, and you got a busy signal. We don't get a busy signal on the phone now. But I got a busy signal. And then when I did get the person, I said, well, you told me to call you. I'm going to have an emergency. Oh, if you had called me yesterday, Willie Mae, I would have. An emergency didn't come up yesterday. The emergency is happening now. So therefore, who can we call at any time? Jesus. Who can we call when our back is against the wall?
Jesus.
If God has to raise up somebody that you don't even know to have your back, he will do it. I have seen him be a lawyer for me in the courtroom. God has done it. Hallelujah. He will be to you just what you take him to be. You say, okay, God, my back is against the wall. Lord, people are against me, and I don't know why. Lord, this case shouldn't be going like this. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I need you to step up for me. And I saw the judge turn into the lawyer and battle my case for me. I'm standing there all by myself against somebody with a Jewish lawyer that they had paid handsome money for, and God rose up the judge to defend me.
Hallelujah.
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 God can do it. God can do it. Hallelujah. He will be to you just what you take him to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you and I say, Lord, I put money in my pocket, in my wallet. Lord, before I even have a need, supply the need. Before I even know, Lord God, that there's a need. I've looked at my wallet. Oh, my goodness. I ain't know this one's been here.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, don't y'all feel good when y'all find unexpected money? The other day I put on some clothing and there was some money already in the pocket. I said, oh, I like that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, isn't it wonderful when you serve a God like this? Hallelujah. He will be to you, y'all. And one day, a few weeks ago, somebody put boxes of food, produce boxes on our porch. We're still trying to find out who it was. We don't know who it was. We thought it was the pastor that usually does it. And so my husband calling that pastor to thank him, and he wanted to like, who's this song about? He wanted like, huh? Where did it come from? But don't you know, God knows what you need, and he will even give you seed that you can sow, and you don't even know where the seed coming from. He will give you, for real, and God is already down the line. God is already in the future, y'all. He's omnipresent. He knows what you're going to need, and I believe he will even drop things in your spirit to do, to sow, and all, because it's going to open the door that you're going to need open down the road. So therefore, and a lot of times we look for clothing to bless somebody with. Well, I can't fit this anymore. Let me laundry it up and let me, you know, press it in and give it to somebody. Let me get a bag of groceries. Let me do this. And you know what comes to me? Give away some money. Don't anybody need money?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a dollar, y'all. That may be all that you have to sow. But you know what? When it comes back to you, God is going, because God sees your heart. God can multiply that dollar and bring it back to you, the amount that you need. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I was praying yesterday. I said, Lord, let this one look and see whether or not they owe me some money. Let the money come from here. Let the money come from there. Because a lot of times we overpay bills. Sometimes, or if you pay, let's say you pay your bill 6 months at a time, and you're supposed to pay it once a month, but you pay that insurance, don't you know, that insurance company can send you back part of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and so therefore, in your prayers, say, God, if there's anybody out there, any unclaimed money out there that belongs to me, send it to me in the name of Jesus. Any and everybody out there that owes me finances, Lord, send it to me in the name of Jesus. Loose what is mine. Send it back in the name of Jesus. Father God, even the blessings from that belongs to my fathers and my mothers, past generations, I claim them. The word of God says that you can claim them in the name of Jesus. You can claim them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God knows what's out there. He knows what we need, and he knows what's out. And when you are a tither, you have promises from God on your finances.
Yes.
You have promises on your, there was a friend of mine that was threatening a miscarriage. And I told her that scripture. The word of God says he will not allow you to catch your fruit from his vine before it's time.
Come on now.
And don't you know she did not lose that child. That child is 17 years old.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I never thought of that scripture before. I didn't know who I was. I said, but you know what? But the word of God said.
Yeah.
And you know what? We can take the word of God just like a pill.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't y'all rest on the word of the doctor, and you keep that bottle of pills close, and you read the label, or the doctor says, take it 3 times a day. So I'm going to take one at 7 in the morning, and I'm going to take one what, at 3, and take one at 9 or whatever, and you do it so carefully. What about the word of God? Take the word of God the same way you take the pills that the doctor says. Cause now y'all see the commercials on television. The commercial it tells you, and when you order those pills, you have a short list of benefits. But 3 pages of the things that you have, the side effects.
Yeah.
And you said, oh my gosh, and some of the side effects is they may even result in death.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I'm taking this, and you know what, and you still take them. You still take them. Well, it only saved about 2% of people that die. Okay. Well, yes, sir, you were more faith and the word that your doctor gave you than you do the word of God. Hallelujah. And God, Jesus is going to be the one you call on if you, when you think you die. So why not start out with him? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Just from my heart to yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Back to you, Bishop Bird.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. That's the Lord for the word. I tell you, you gave us so much.
Hallelujah.
And one thing you said, he'll be a Novocaine for pain.
Amen.
I said, "Sad stuff that we can quote." Hallelujah. So I'm gonna tell you, you know, when you take Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
you know, you're not taking a pill. The side effect of you taking Jesus, standing on God's word, is life.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
That's a side effect of God. Of God's word is life. Hallelujah. That's all right. You know, I found out, I know you all found out, I can't make it without him. You know what I mean? I mean, stuff happens in this life, I can't make it without him. No way I can make it without him.
Thank you, Jesus. Can't make it without you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No way we can make it without.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Don't even
want to. And that's right. Pastor Peters, thank you for Pastor's Corner on today. God bless you all in the house today. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, I need to call on you again to ask you, what time is it?
Ooh, communion time.
Hallelujah. That's time for the meal that heals.
Yes.
It's the time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for this meal. And you know what? See, some of the folk, and we don't knock anybody about what I'm going to say. You know, some people only take communion once a year.
Hallelujah.
Some folk only take communion once a month.
Hallelujah.
And some only will take it once a week.
Hallelujah.
But you know what?
Hallelujah.
I'm so happy because of what Jesus did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I take communion every day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's get ready for the meal that heals.
Hallelujah.
The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We lift up glory to God. The elements of holy communion.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So y'all don't know what's happening. It's like I have a hole in my hand. You know? I keep dropping.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got it now. Let's lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask, O God, that you are blessed and anointed. Sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In that text, your word says to examine yourselves.
Yes.
And we do just that right now.
Hallelujah.
Father God, you know, ever since we were a little child,
hallelujah,
every time we got to the point of doing Holy Communion, we thought about that particular part of the text.
Hallelujah.
And we examine ourselves. And we do that right now.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shittkini. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission.
Yes.
As we forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Yes.
We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. Yes, we forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Again, we examine ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And now we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Because your word says in Isaiah 53 and 5, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed.
Thank you, Jesus. 1
Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed.
Hallelujah.
And if we were healed, we are healed.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, God. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says in the text, the word says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion regularly because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves,
you,
healing to ourselves, light to ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was sent.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for your word on today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, oh God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. On the same night, hallelujah. Muriel Shakari, the Bush, the Ranger, whatever the Bush, the Ranger, whatever the Bush, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed,
yes.
He took the bread. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when he had given thanks, he broke
it.
Thank you again, Lord. He declared,
thank you, Jesus.
This is my body,
hallelujah.
Which is broken for you.
Hallelujah.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already.
Yes, yes.
St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, Lord, for healing from the, hallelujah, every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for healing from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural healing all over the world. We thank you that, hallelujah, signs and wonders and miracles follow the word today, oh God.
Jesus, yes.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Your word says in Matthew 15:26.
Hallelujah.
And 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Thank you, Jesus.
And St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
Thank you.
And Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My little Bosha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. My new inheritance that I'm leaving to you, I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. But earlier in the world, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. What all your bus out of the world? What all
your name?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Yeah.
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, hallelujah, I'm bringing you into the remembrance of what you said, God. You said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Go with you another voice, y'all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of the knowledge of the Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nil, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, nullifies, makes to no effect, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell of the hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family. We spell every hex. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Dear to my heart, was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Sing glory to his name. Such is faith. Glory to his name. Precious name. Bear to my heart for the blood of Christ. Glory to his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I will be careful what I say now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless Jesus today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What can I say?
Glory to God.
Holy Communion. And we thank him also for the family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl, and our family, our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you're happy now. You done. You happy. I can tell. What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Murray.
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it the very ounce that I have. Use me for your glory today, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay. May they speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness in Jesus' name. And may signs and wonders and miracles follow the word. Show them today in Jesus' name. Oh, we bless your name today. We glorify your name. We praise your name in Jesus' name. And certainly, sir, if you notice now, we curse you from the root. We bind you in Jesus' name. That's it. Get out. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now, we're dealing with a tremendous teaching that God has placed on my heart. And I want you to know, you got to get your, I hope you got accomplished this in notebook.
Hallelujah.
And you already got the notes from Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The title of today's message is part two.
Okay.
Life is an open book test. Tell somebody, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Life is an open book test. Tell somebody else. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Life is an open book test.
Life is an open book test.
Now, y'all, if you by yourself, ain't nobody around but the cat or the dog. Or you can tell yourself, say self. Self, life is an open book test. Now, y'all taking notes. Every last one of y'all will be taking notes. Because what I'm sharing, it may take 8 parts to deal with this. But it'll change your Christian walk forever. I said it will change your Christian walk forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you get a hold of this word.
Hallelujah.
So you need to take copious notes.
Hallelujah.
That means a whole lot of notes. So the top of your page, you should have already, if you were with us on Wednesday, life is an open book test.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, can you read those the addresses of those scriptures? Hallelujah, if you would.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1-3. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Romans 5, verse 19, Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31, Mark chapter 11, verse 26, Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, and two side scriptures you gave is 2 Timothy 3, 16, and Psalms 119, 105.
Hallelujah. I got to give you some more scriptures, y'all. Close your book sometime. Acts chapter 16. Matthew's chapter 9. Hallelujah. 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's going to be some more scriptures. But you got to understand one thing. We stand in the Word of God. Because my opinion at 50 cents won't even buy a cup of coffee. You know, let me say that, people. So I got to lean on the Word of God. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, Pastor Peaches. Oh, I'm just going to ask everybody. Does anybody know anybody who's scuba diving? Y'all know somebody that did some scuba diving?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, because I know one of my daughters shared with me that her sister, Danielle, went scuba diving when they went, I think, the Myrtle Beach or Virginia Beach. She went scuba diving.
Over the
homies. And see, we have had some religious folk in the past go to the Word of God and share stuff that was incorrectly used. We had a preacher that said, glory to God, scuba divers have a special disease. In fact, it was talked about in the Bible. And was that? I think it's Mark 1:34. And then they said that scuba divers also had a special temptation. And that was in James chapter 1, verse 2. Pastor Peaches, can you get to those real quick? I got to show folks what I'm talking about right now.
Is it Mark?
Mark 1:34. When you get there, say amen.
Mark 1:34 says, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him.
You heard that, divers diseases? Hallelujah. And the teacher talked about divers diseases, scuba divers diseases.
No.
And then James 1.
Oh, my goodness.
And verse 2.
Uh-uh-uh.
What did it say?
It said James 1.
Chapter 1, verse 2.
Chapter 1, verse 2 says, my brother, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations.
And see, we got to, now, 2 Timothy 2:15 says something else. If you can go to that real quick. See, I have to share this with you. While you're getting there, I need to see that some folks, that were, some folks, you know they, you know some of them preachers.
Is it 2 Timothy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy. Second Timothy. Second Timothy 2:15.
2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth."
Rightly dividing the word, and see, we could also, if it, the word can be rightfully divided, it can also be wrongly divided. Is that right?
Amen. Yeah.
Now, then we got some other preachers who haven't even opened up the word of God. And they will do a melodic sermon. I want to talk to you today. Hallelujah. Oh, can you hear me now? I want to talk to you today about the watermelon that was found in a field. Oh, can you hear me, y'all? And the watermelon was green on the outside. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. I said, the watermelon was green. And you hear the water in the background. Get ready for the breakout, you know, the break dance or whatever they were doing. And on the inside, oh, come on now. Y'all know where I'm going with this. I said, and Mother Campbell got up and started shouting. The organ started saying, hallelujah, the watermelon had some cheese inside. Where the scripture? Where the word?
Amen, no word.
No word.
All right. I say this again. Life is an open book text. And I said this, I even approached this a little bit last Sunday, a little bit. I don't know, was it last Sunday or Sunday before? I don't know, but I mentioned it on Wednesday anyway. Hallelujah. That when the teacher walked in the classroom, he was in middle school or high school, and he said, "Oh, I've got great news for you, y'all. We're going to have a test today." And everybody said, look, almost at one time, boom, their heads went down. Is that right? Because they haven't been reading the book. And then he said the magic words that suddenly turned a frown upside down. You know what a frown upside down is?
It's smile.
There it is. It's an open book test. Look, we're going to pass this one. We may not have passed any of the other tests, but we're going to pass this one because it's an open book test.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then the two knuckleheads, there's always, in any class, there's two, not one, the two knuckleheads. One left their book at home, the other put it in the locker. And it went to the class that the book was for that class. Don't you leave your book at home. Because life is an open book test. When are you tested?
All the time.
When you are living now. When you died, the test is over.
Yes.
Either passed or failed. I don't have nothing to do with that. Amen. I don't do the grading, okay?
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Okay. We talked about the difference. And when we say Old Testament, what do we really mean?
Old Testament. Jesus has sealed.
Yep. Okay, that's what I'm looking for, but that's right. But when we say Old Testament, we could easily say Old
Covenant.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Because I'm at the
cleaning up the day.
Hallelujah. Now, there's another word that we can use when we say Old Testament, Old Covenant. We could also say Old
Promises.
No. Y'all close. Come on now. Somebody say it. I give you
a cross.
Oh my goodness. Can I give a hint?
Free cross.
That's good. That's not what I'm looking for, but that's true. That's free cross. But Old Testament, Old Covenant, Old
Promises. Cross.
It starts with an A. What's a covenant?
Agreement.
I had to give that to myself. Thank you. Oh, Pastor Bird. Oh, thank you. Old agreement. So when you hear Old Testament, just remember covenant. And the covenant is an agreement. That's the old agreement. Then there's a new testament, which is a new covenant, which is a new agreement. Oh, your voice shot caught out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jesus fulfilled the old agreement.
Amen.
There had to be a new agreement.
Amen.
Now, I got to get you to understand the difference between the old agreement and new agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Old covenant and new covenant. Old testament and new testament.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The old testament, the old agreement, the old covenant, is pre-cross.
Pre-cross.
The New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Agreement is post-cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The New Testament begins with what book does the New Testament begin with?
It begins with but the agreement is X.
Okay. Let's do this again. New Testament, New Covenant, New Agreement begins with what book?
Acts.
Acts is correct. Yes, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were written after Christ ascended. But it related his life prior to the cross. So it was pre-cross. You understand? Pre-cross. There are some qualities or some type of way you can share or you can tell there's pre-cross and post-cross. Old agreement and the new agreement. Old agreement, Old Testament, Old Covenant, Jesus Christ concealed.
Amen.
New covenant, new agreement,
mm-hmm.
New Testament,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ revealed.
Amen. Yeah.
Old covenant, Old Testament, Old Agreement,
mm-hmm.
Sin consciousness. The Ten Commandments dealt with sin consciousness.
Right. Amen.
Throw those away. The New Testament dealt with the grace and mercy of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the grace and mercy of God.
Amen.
The Word of God says he's full of grace
Thank you, Jesus.
And mercy.
Yes.
He's full of grace and favor. He's full of God. Amen. Well, the word of God says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then John 1:14 says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Then on your page, you got to write this down. Now, see, all that I just said, you should have wrote it down. Because it's coming back.
Yes.
It's coming back to, and it'll pay to remember the Word.
Amen.
Because I've said this before about the New Testament, New Covenant, New Agreement. Old Testament, Old Covenant, Old Agreement. Okay. There's certain hints or certain things that you will receive or see when you're dealing with Old Testament and New Testament. There's a scripture. I'll go to Matthew's 9 and I think 16 and 17. Let's see if that's what I'm looking for right now.
It says, no man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up, take it up from the garment, and the rent is made worse.
Okay, go ahead and read some more.
Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved.
You cannot use Old Testament philosophy to deal with New Testament situations, New Testament theology, New Testament grace and mercy. Old Testament, Old Covenant, Old Agreement was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. He said so. I fulfilled it. He said on the cross, it is finished. He didn't wipe it away. He fulfilled this old agreement. Go to Deuteronomy 28. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Read verse 1, 2, and 3.
And this shall come to pass, that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on top of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou...
No. That's it. In Old Testament, Old Agreement, the first thing we had to do something. That's why once a year they brought the sacrifices so we get rid of our sins. And the priests were more concerned about the sacrifice than about the person who sinned, because he just knew we weren't gonna make it, you know. So they were concerned about the sacrifice. Let me just pause here and talk about three people and three laws. You got to understand this. You got to write this down. The three people, the Jews, the Gentiles, and the church, the Church of God, post-cross. There are three laws that are applied here. The Jews, the law of Moses. The Gentiles, the law of conscience. Someone go to Genesis 3:3. When you get there, say amen, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read that for me.
But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
All right. The Gentiles had the law of conscience. In other words, the tree of good and evil, they flowed with that. That was in their heart, the law of conscience. And see, you could tell there was a problem with that because God's word was diluted. He says, don't eat it, but also don't touch it. Hey, God didn't say that. The word of God was diluted there, and that's why the law of conscience is not a good law to stand on. Okay, the third thing is the church. The people I've talked about is the church. And their law is the law of love. The law of love. Somebody go to 1 Corinthians 13, chapter verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. And Pastor,
got it. Amen.
You come right here. Get this right here. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's it. Okay. God bless you. Okay. Can you read that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And they carry.
Okay. You got to get to the mic. I keep forgetting about that. I hope the folk heard the other scripture on the radio.
Okay. And they carry the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of
First Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 7. Do you have it? Somebody else have it.
Beware of all things.
Stop. What are they talking about?
Bear all things.
Okay, look at the verse 1.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity.
Stop. In the Greek, there are four words for love. There's storge. I think it's storge with apostrophe over the E. I think, I'm not sure. That's conditional love. Then you have filial. That's the word where Philadelphia comes from. It means brotherly love. I love my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, my grandparents, my uncle, my aunt, cousins. That's filial love. Then you got the lowest form of love is eros, sexual love. But there's one, the highest form of love is called agape. A-G-A-P-E, with a apostrophe over the E, I think. Our teacher in the back, is that right, I think? Okay, praise God. In English, we have three words for love. We have the word love itself. Then we have compassion, and then we have charity. Here, it talks about, you can interchange, you can change compassion for love, love for compassion, charity, you can put love in. So, what bears all things?
Love.
In your notes, you need to put, love is the subject of life. And why can we put it there like that? Because 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, because it bears a few things.
All things.
Just things on Sunday and Friday.
All things.
Hallelujah. Okay. There's another scripture. I need to get you to go to, I think it's 1 John. First John. What are you going to show that up?
Of heaven and pour you out a blessing
that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
For sure.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
For
and
sure.
He shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast hurt the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your word hath been stout against thee, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have ye spoken so much?
Hallelujah. You don't pay tithes because you have to. You pay tithes because you want to.
Amen. Yes.
You don't sow seed in God's house because you have to. You sow seed in God's house because you want to.
Amen. You want to.
Get this right. See, that's why I dealt with 2 Timothy 2:15. That's why I dealt with, but we didn't read that. Read 2 Timothy 3:16 real quick. I know we're running out of time, but that's all right.
Got it. Amen.
Read.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Mm-hmm.
It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Hallelujah. Life is an open book test. This is the book. You've got to understand the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament. Old Testament, sin consciousness. New Testament, righteousness consciousness. Old Testament, Jesus fulfilled that stuff. Every place that you had to do it, it says, if thou, Jesus stood up and said, I will. The one who left you from the Old Testament was a blessing. You are blessed coming and going.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The fruit of your body is blessed. The cattle on your heel is blessed.
Yes.
The basket in your store is blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're the head and not the tail. And guess what?
Yes.
He did it for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. He stood in your place.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 1:2-3. He said that for you.
Yes. Amen.
Tithes and offers. He took the case. Out of that, you pay tithes not because you have to, but because you want to.
Amen.
You sow not because you have to, but because you want to.
Hallelujah.
Tithes, offering, hallelujah, sowing, faith fruits, glory to God, glory to God.
Oh,
arms, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Not because you have to. But not because you want to. Because Jesus covered it. He took your place for the requirements. And all you have to do now is go and collect. Oh, my animal shot. All you got to do is reach out and touch the hem of his garment. All you have to do is reach out. The Bible said, with the sight, you were healed. And if you were healed, you are healed. All you got to do is reach out and take it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The church has put so much extra stuff on people. Bondages on people.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said that not only you're not supposed to eat it, you're not even supposed to touch it. He didn't say it. Tradition has set people in bondage.
Amen.
Jesus came to set the captives free. Jesus came to set you free, baby. To set you free. I don't care. Look here. There may be some bullies in the pulpit. that will say, oh, we can't give you a blessing from the church unless you pay tithes. That's Old Testament thinking, and it's just thinking and thinking. Because Jesus has fulfilled the Old Testament, and he stood in our place.
Hallelujah.
We get blessings no matter what.
Because
he came first. He loved us first. He died for us. He took the beatings for us. He took the stripes for us. He even went to hell for us. We don't deserve God. We're living under the law of love. There are a lot of churches that want to go around observing all the Jewish holidays, and that's fine. Don't knock that. You can go there. You can celebrate a holiday every day of the year. It don't matter to me. It's not no dust off of my head or where the hell my head is. But I like following the word of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
They had to do all of that stuff because of sin consciousness. We're not going to. Look here. God knew we couldn't do it. That's why he sent his son. I'm going to show you the way, and then I'm going to take your place.
Yes.
Boy, you shocker. Don't get this thing mixed up. Rightly divide, discern, analyze, correctly analyze, understand the word of God. I know it's rough. I know it's tight. I know some folks will tell you, and I don't like them, hallelujah, but I stay in the word. I don't stay in tradition. I don't stand in tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I stand on Jesus,
amen.
Who's the rock,
yes.
Who's higher than
amen.
Me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Again, there's a scripture. If you look in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, you understand. Giving to God should not be because of need.
Amen.
In other words, your church requires you to pay tithes. Because if you pay your tithes, we're going to give you this, and we're going to give you that. Look here. You pay your tithes not because you have to, but because you want to. God, this is a choice type of thing. It's talking about commitment. Because some people do things out of habit. They have a line, and everybody paying tithes. They give them a line, they want that. And we look and see, who's in line? Oh, so-and-so not in the line. They ain't paying tithes this week. Oh. Tradition. Let the love of God lead you, because love is the subject of life. Part 3 on Wednesday. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord shared with me that Jesus did the heavy lifting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of us try to do the heavy lifting. Oh, Lord. You hear me? Oh, I got to do this. And your heart's not in it. You might as well keep it to yourself. This is the word say. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. You might as well keep it to yourself if your heart ain't in it. Because you ain't doing nothing. If you're not going to do it because you want to, don't do it at all, because they won't gain you.
Amen. Amen.
1 Corinthians 13 chapter, you can talk. So, naming angels and your right hands are sick and they're coming out, you can do all this stuff, and you don't have love, which is the subject of life, it's nothing.
Amen.
You're like a king of singer, a brass, whatever the scripture says.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. I know I'm past time, but I just couldn't help myself. Y'all, I know we usually go off with music, but we will go off with the word today.
Hallelujah.
I forgot. Jesus came to set the captives free. And he said, Brother Earl, that too many people in bondage today.
Amen, amen, amen.
That too many people are suffering today, not from what the world is doing, but what the church is doing. Boy,
hallelujah.
A place in the pulpit driving you to conform to what they've been doing for 40 years, for 50 years. It's time for somebody to conform to the very image of Christ and
Amen.
His word and to do what the word of God says to do.
Amen.
When you look in the word of God, make sure you understand
Amen. The
Old Testament, the Old Covenant, the Old Agreement was fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that he redeemed every curse that's mentioned in the Old Testament because of you didn't do something. He redeemed that. He was hung up for all of that.
Amen. Amen.
So anytime you see, if thou put Jesus right there.
Amen.
Jesus already did it. So he's coming there so we get the blessings. And we're going to be talking about the blessings.
Hallelujah.
The favor and the love of God very soon in this teaching. Because this is how we look at. And I know I'm going to touch some sacred cows, and some folks say, what did he say? And a bunch of pastors say, oh, no, he didn't say that. But how am I going to live? Well, my Bible tells me that the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Come on now.
Faith.
And if the pastors don't have no faith, we're in trouble. The whole congregation is in trouble.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel like, God, I feel like singing the song we used to sing. I never knew the words of it, but for 30, 40 years I'm in the church, never knew the words of it. Blessed be that child, that increased the power of fellowship, our it was tradition.
Mm-hmm.
God bless all of you. We love you. We take our blessing and the word. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to come back with this word and the part.